Trials and courtroom dramas have been a very popular subject, of course, in TV shows and movies for many years. There's a lot of drama and tension when someone is on trial, probably a lot more drama than there is actually in the courtroom in real life. But lots of tough questions are asked, of course, and there are twists and turns, and then usually the truth comes out. Sometimes it's a great surprise, others it's not. But hopefully and normally, the truth prevails when someone is put on trial. In our gospel today, Jesus is put on trial. He's brought before the Roman governor Pilate. The Jews had accused him of blasphemy for claiming to be God, and they wanted to put him to death. So they took him to the Roman authorities, to Pilate, and they accused him of wanting to cause sedition against the Roman Empire and against Caesar. He was a threat to worldly power. So Pilate asked him that very biting, very burning question, "Are you the king of the Jews?" But as many times, Jesus doesn't always answer with a straightforward answer, but he asked the question, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" And of course, Jesus goes on to explain that he doesn't deny that he is a king, but he tries to explain to Pilate that he's not a threat to the worldly powers, but instead, he would bring a kingdom that is not of this world, a kingdom that conforms to the truth of who God made us to be and how God made the world. As he said, he came to testify to the truth, and everyone who belongs to the truth listens to his voice. So Jesus, in a sense, escapes this part of the trial. But imagine, though, that Jesus invites each of us to answer that question as well. If each of us were put on trial and we were asked, "Is Jesus your king?" how would we answer? Hopefully, of course, we would answer, "Yes, he is my king, my Lord, my Savior. He is the Alpha and Omega, my all and my everything." And then the next question we would be asked, "Do you say this on your own, or is it merely from what you have heard from others, or merely from what others have told you about me?" Because Jesus invites us to take him personally as our Lord and our Savior, to surrender and offer our lives to him, to not be afraid to give ourselves to him, because in giving ourselves to him, we find true freedom. It's not about his power or domination, dominating our lives, but instead giving ourselves to the one who has given everything to us, to the one, as we heard in the book of Revelation, to the one who loves us and has forgiven our sins through the shedding of his blood. But perhaps there are those times that instead of listening to his voice, we've listened to the voice of our society or our culture or popular opinion and allow that to guide us. Or we've listened to the lie that we are defined by our sins or our weaknesses. Or we have listened to the lie that the Lord does not love us. Or we've listened to the lie that the Lord can't forgive our sins. But instead, the Lord invites us to open our hearts to his voice and to give every part of our lives to him. Because if we were asked that question, could we truly say if there is enough evidence through the testimony and the witness of our lives that we're allowing the Lord to lead us and to guide us and lead us into that freedom and truth that he invites all of us to. Still, through it all, the Lord, he doesn't just put us on trial, and he doesn't put us on trial, but instead he has gone on trial for us. He has built up a case where we owe him our loyalty, and in owing him our loyalty, it's actually a gift for us. The gift of salvation that he offers us as we place our trust in him. For the one who lowered himself and became one of us in the person of Jesus. From the one who took on the weakness of our human condition and was like us in everything but sin. To the one who went all the way to the cross, taking on our sufferings so that we could live here, now, and live with him forever. So yes, Jesus invites us to profess him as our King, our Lord, and our Savior. And here, once again at this altar, he offers himself in that perfect sacrifice, the sacrifice of the cross, inviting us to offer ourselves along with him to the Father through the Holy Spirit, so that our lives will be transformed. We'll give ourselves to him as our Lord, our Savior, our King, and our friend.